to another episode of Stay Open. I'm your host, Arletta, and today I am in the studio. I'm in the studio with my little makeshift cover on my other chair. And my chair with its makeshift cover. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little scared of making the cover. I was talking to one of my friends yesterday about it, and she's like, you just got to do it. And she's right. I do have to just do it. But I'm making the covers for these chairs, which is actually that material, the velvet that's on the chair next to me. And I have this whole vision. And for some reason, I thought it would be cheaper for me to do this than just buy two red chairs. But I thrifted these chairs together for $15. So I was like, I could do it. No problem. Mm-hmm. No problem, Arletta. Sure. I have a sewing machine before you lose your mind and you're like, how the fuck are you going to do that? I have a sewing machine, okay? I just need to get back on the horse and actually just do a little bit each day or just spend a whole weekend doing it. So I don't know when that's going to be, but when it is, you'll see it. Otherwise, this is what you got right now. Happy 2024. Happy New Year. I hope everyone had a safe and lovely New Year with no hangover and no headaches. I don't know. I hope you got the kiss you wanted. I hope you manifested everything that you wanted for this year, and I hope all of it comes true. You deserve it. I'm feeling good. Welcome to the first episode of 2024. Okay, I'm feeling good, you guys. I did not go out on New Year's. I wasn't feeling it this year. I have been sick. If you watched last week's video, you know that. I have just been trying to take it easy, and I knew I wanted my house, the dark corners of my house that are not organized, the closets that were in disarray, the pantry, the, you know, everything that's behind closed doors that was disorganized, I wanted to reorganize and get under control before 2024. So that's what my husband and I did and spent the day doing on New Year's Eve. And I wanted crab. I was like, listen, if I'm staying in and I'm not, racking up a bill at the bar, then I'm going to get some crab and make it at home. So we had ourselves a little crab night with some surf and turf, some steak. We had champagne and we watched Saltburn. We also watched, so we celebrated New Year's at 10 o'clock because we're in Colorado. And so we're on mountain time. So we celebrated with New York at midnight. And then we watched Saltburn until midnight. And then at midnight, we had our own little celebration. And can we just take a moment for the class to discuss Saltburn? Because my husband and I don't get it. We did not get it. Like, what is it about Saltburn that made people like really go crazy? I think Zach said it best. He was like, it's just a Gen Z thing. And maybe it is. And maybe I'm at the age where I don't fucking get it anymore. I'm not with it. But like the movie, without spoilers, okay, the movie is a good movie. Like, the aesthetic is phenomenal. It's in my top five movies for aesthetic of all time. Like, it's up there with Moulin Rouge for me. Just because if you watch it, you'll get the vibe. And you know my vibe, you'll get the vibe. And I love the actor who's from Euphoria and just played Elvis in the Priscilla movie. Like, I love him. He's phenomenal. And the lead in Saltburn is, like, oddly erotic. Like, he's hot. He's hot. You just have to watch it. Watch it and then come and fight me over it. Okay? He's fucking hot. But I just don't know. There's, like, something about the movie where it ends in every, I mean, people are getting a million likes on videos talking about Saltburn. A million likes. Like, what? It's not that crazy of a movie. It's very, like, okay, there's murder. Like, nobody, I don't know. I'd love to hear your take on it. I thought it was a beautifully done movie. I don't think it is worth the hype that it's getting, but it's a vibe. It's its own vibe. It's its own lane. I guess I can respect it for that, but it was not like, it. I don't know. Don't know what to say about it. Don't understand the craziness on TikTok. Someone explain that to me, because it's not that. It is good, and it's a vibe. It's in my personal top five for vibes. But it's not like everyone who ever talks about it gets a million likes kind of movie. Like, no, it's not like that. So, yeah, so anyways, we watched Saltburn, went to bed, and this week's episode, I am wearing black in honor of the topic of this week's episode, which is all about be better than them all. And I am in my dark femme era. I am in black to honor that and to bring that out of me. And maybe you, as you're watching this too. But I was thinking what I wanted to talk about for the first episode of the new year. And I realized too many women that I know and too many women that I can think of that I don't know, but wish I did so I could have this conversation with them, are, in my own words, in my notes, little doe-eyed Bambi bitches, but we don't have to call them that. They are these little deer, and women are these elegant creatures. We are shockingly beautiful. We are ferociously loyal and kind and smart and strong. We literally hold a portal in our womb to bear life. We breathe life into this earth. And there are not many creatures that are given that gift. And we as women hold that gift. And I think that is beautiful amongst many other things, but it is worthy of protection at all costs. It is worthy of praise at every corner, every turn, every milestone in your life. Whether you choose to bear children or not, women are magnificent. And I know so many magnificent women that if I had to give them an animal that they embody a mouse. They embody a deer. They embody a swan. They embody very gentle, very meek and mild animals. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially if it's your true nature and your true self. But I want to talk to my little Bambis today, my little deer, my little swans. And I wanted to have a discussion and kind of a wake up, if you will, that it is okay, and if not, dare I say, necessary, to also have a lion within you, to also have a dark beast that comes out if need be, that comes out in the name of protection, in the name of defending someone you love, in the name of mother bear, if you will. Like, I know so many women that do not let out their inner beast out of fear of rejection, out of fear of being called angry or mean or a bitch or fill in the blank that I'm sure you've been called. some point in your life when you've let that little creature out to play. And I am someone who was born into the world with the beast, and I've had to do the opposite. I've had to tame that creature and teach her to be kind and nice, and I had to learn how to make friends, and I had to learn how to be kind, truly. Like, I think if you're listening to this and you've known me a long time, well, the ones that have really known me a long time know this truth, but the ones that have known me for a while, you might be like, that doesn't even sound like you. And unfortunately it is. Like, I have a beast in there. Okay, she's my alter ego. Her name is Veronica. And Ronnie can be a lot sometimes. But what I've learned and what I want to talk about today is how to find that inner beast again, if you've shoved her away, if you're fearful of her, how to embrace her, and how to learn to walk with her and unleash her when it's necessary. I don't think enough women unleash their inner beast. I think if more women did, you know, maybe history wouldn't have gone the way that some of it has. And I think we're now in a position in history as women to genuinely have a seat at the table, and men let their big cojones out anytime they can, especially when their pride is on the line, and especially when they're being challenged by a woman. And after working in a male-dominated industry for as long as I have and did, there are times where I let her out and I let people know, like, don't fuck with me, okay? And there's a lot of men that don't like that. And at the time when you're in it, if you're listening to this and you're like, I work with a lot of men and I know exactly what you're talking about, and they get triggered so easily by my dominance, there's a game that's played there. And I think a lot of it has to do with our intuition and listening to just kind of what our gut tells us at the moment, because I truly believe, like, if men are the head, women are the neck, and we turn it whichever way we fucking please. Okay, so this is not going to be an episode for the men. I'm sorry, you can leave now. This is for the ladies, and we're going to get deep. So yeah, that's basically what this episode is. I'm in such a weird mood. Like, I talked about it last week. This is the last time I'll talk about it on the podcast. I'm still in ACOTAR land, and Farah, the leading lady, is learning to conquer her inner beast. And I think it's triggered me into this, I don't know, I just feel like 2024 and a lot of my 20s too, just like have led me to this place where I'm becoming more comfortable, and I am over stepping on eggshells for people. I'm over not speaking my mind because I'm afraid of what someone is going to think my true feelings are. I'm not even talking about friends. I'm talking about, like, have you ever been out and you've had someone try you that you don't know? Or, like, I don't know, you're at a grocery store and, like, or you're dealing with customer service, and the person who's in customer service is, like, not that fucking nice. And you just want to say, like, I'm sorry, is there something fucking wrong? Like, can I help you? Can you be a little bit nicer to me? I don't appreciate your tone. Like, I've never done that, and I'm over it. I want to do it. I'm over being met with this energy of just anger and me feeling like I have to be the one to save face. I have to be the one to be nice. I have to be the one to not ruffle feathers. I'm done. 2024, no. We're not Bambis anymore. We're fucking alligators. We're tigers. We're lions. We're motherfucking dragons. And we're out here on all fronts in our personal lives, our work lives, our friendships, our whatever it is, I want you to take in this energy of this episode and let it be validation for you that you can fucking fight for what you want. You can step up to the table. You can speak your mind, even in the face of fear, even in the face of someone thinking you're something that you're not. Who cares? Because we have no more room in our life to be the doe-eyed little Bambi bitch in the corner, taking the shit from whoever you're taking it from, or being the one to always smile and say everything's fine. You know what? It's not fine. And if it's not fine, speak your mind about it. Find your voice. And be, let that fucking beast, let that beast out. She can go back in. You have full control over her. But I know too many women where I hear stories, or my friends call me and talk about a conversation they've had, or like a work interaction they've had. And I'm like, you have such a strong bitch inside. Why did you not let that out? There's a time and a place. And I think women were conditioned to put that part of ourselves away. And I keep going back to this lion image because I think about in an actual pride, what roles women play. And women are the hunters. Women are the ones who keep people in check. Women are the ones who take care of the children. Like we do, they do everything, as do I think humans do. But there's somewhere along the way in evolution where women let that roar out and men were like, whoa, put it back in. And I think all of us, as women, have experienced that at some point in our life, either a man who's tried to dim our strength or tried to tell us we're too much, or God forbid, we speak our opinion and we're a fucking bitch. And that's not the energy I want to have in 2024. I don't mind being the bitch. I don't mind bringing that lion out. I think, honestly, the only way you can learn to control her is to learn to work with her and to learn to let her out when it's necessary. One of my favorite speeches on this topic that was given is from Jordan Peterson in his YouTube series. And he talks about, it's actually in his Disney series where he talks about like real life comparisons in through like a Disney movie, and he uses The Lion King as an example. I still remember where I was when I first heard it, because it was almost like someone finally gave me the go ahead to let that part of me out. And if I can find the clip, I don't think I can put the clip in because of copyright, but I will attach it to this week's episode. He talks about how it's okay to let your inner lion out sometimes, and that that is necessary. And for women, it's extremely difficult, again, because we've been told either subconsciously or consciously through our life, directly or indirectly, that when that part of ourselves comes out, to put it away. And for me, it was really important when looking for my life partner to be with someone who never tried to dim that part of myself, because I think it is necessary for women to live in both their masculine and their feminine energy. And I'm not even talking about the masculine energy. That's a whole other thing. I'm talking about you truly living in the energy that you want to show up in the day to day. And I think women have a tendency to dim the light or shut the door on the part of ourself that's a little bit fiery, that's a little bit like, don't fucking walk all over me, that's a little bit like, don't fucking have that attitude with me. It's our defense shield and it's our protector, but it's also our strength. And I believe we all have it inside of us. And for me, I remember when I first heard Jordan Peterson say that, it was like, I got the go-ahead. Someone finally told me, like, it's okay sometimes. It's okay sometimes to say no, get the fuck away from me when I'm just, this isn't even fun. It's not a funny story, okay? But Zach and I laugh about it now. But when I was in Italy, long story short, when I was in Italy, I was sitting on a bench and I was reading a book, and this old man came out of the woods. Like, I wish I was kidding. He literally came out of the woods from behind me and sat down on the bench next to me. And when I say old, I'm talking old, like in his 70s and his 80s. And he was talking to me in Italian, and I was so excited to just like be speaking to a no-no, like a true Italian no-no. That's grandfather in Italian. At a bench in a park, I'm like, I'm living my Italian dreams. And he keeps like inching closer on the bench. And I'm like, we're talking, like we were talking about books and we were talking about restaurants. And he was telling me about his different houses that he had in like Paris and Milan. And I was enjoying the conversation until I wasn't enjoying the conversation. Until I started to get the feeling like maybe this man wants something more than just stories from me. And again, I'm in a park. No one is really around. Like, I can see other people in the distance, but I started to think, okay, how am I going to get out of this? How am I going to get away from this man? So I was like, oh, I'm going to go home. I have somewhere to be. I apologize. And I lied and said my house was to the left when my house was to the right because I didn't want him to follow me. And he goes, oh, I have to walk that way. I'll go with you. And I thought to myself, fuck, what am I going to do now? So I'm like, oh, actually, you know what? Did I say left? I meant right. My house is to the right. He goes, oh, well, I could still walk with you. And I said, no, you know, it's really okay. And he was like, please, I must. I'm like, okay, only to a certain part of the park. I was like, then I have to go. Again, because I'm too fucking nice. And in the moment, I should have just said, listen, bro, this isn't cute anymore. You are an old man. I'm not into whatever you think this is. Get away from me. And like should have had the power and the strength to look him in the eye and say that. But in my mind, I'm like, he's old. He's just nice. Like he just wants company. You're in Italy, whatever. So he's walking with me and he's holding my arm, like holding my hand a little bit. And I mean, this is like your grandfather, okay? This is not like a 50-year-old man. This is an old, wrinkly man. I don't even know what 50 would even matter. It doesn't matter his age, but just know I'm thinking I'm walking grandpa in the park. And I finally muster up the courage. I'm like, listen, you're not going to get out of this if you don't finally put your foot down. So I turned to him and I said, all right, this has been, you know, enough. Thank you for walking me. I'm going to go my separate way now. And he was like, oh, okay. And so he goes to kiss either side of my cheek, right? Because as one does in Europe, you kiss each other's cheek. And I'm trying to figure out how the fuck to do that without making it uncomfortable. Even though I was uncomfortable, I'm not listening to myself, wasn't listening to my inner beast. And he goes to kiss me on the mouth instead of kiss me on the cheek. And that's when I finally had it. And something broke free in my soul. And it's actually kind of funny. I pulled back and I go, nope, nope, absolutely not. No, no. And I turn around, I book it. I run. I was so scared. Like, what is this 78-year-old man going to do in the park? Chase me? No. But I had allowed him to get to this point where it was like the boundary now had to be drawn. And that is a consistent theme in my life where I let someone, whether that be a man or a woman, get me in this place where I'm like, I don't know, be a good little girl, be a quiet little girl. Don't make anybody mad. Don't make anybody angry. Don't, God forbid, you insult a man or make his pride feel some type of way. And I reached a place in that moment where I was like, I'm going to scream at this old man in his face and tell him to get the fuck off me because you're not pushing that boundary. And I I told myself from that point on, I wouldn't let a situation escalate to that level where I'm that uncomfortable, because I could have said it way before. I could have gotten up when he got sat on the bench and said, I'm trying to have a day where I just read to myself, if you don't mind. But I didn't. And why didn't I? I don't know. I've never been good at that. I've never been good at speaking those kind of darker, may it be rude at times, voice in my head. And I'm here to tell you, if you need the voice of reason to say it's okay to be that way sometimes, it's okay to be that way sometimes. There is a time and a place to speak your fucking mind and to let that lion out. And I'm not always saying I've let my I need to stop saying beast. When I say beast, I'm thinking like a dragon. I needed to learn throughout life the times that it was appropriate to let her out and the times that it maybe wasn't. And now that I am well seasoned into my 20s, my birthday's in February, I'll be 29. And the closer I get to thinking about raising kids of my own and being a role model for like my sister's future kids or my friend's future kids, you know, what do I want them to think of when they think of me and like their Auntie Letta? And I want, or my children, like what I want them to think of their mom. I want my girls especially to know that sometimes you let the beast out. Sometimes the lioness comes out and it's necessary. And I want my sons to know that that is not a weakness. That is a strength. That is not something that you need to dim or push out. That is something you need to welcome, because women are not given enough credit, I believe, in the energy and the magic that we can wield with our minds and our spirits and the way that we interact with the world. So, yeah, if you needed a sign to stop being a pushover, stop being the quiet one at the table that doesn't speak her mind when your family makes you uncomfortable or when your boyfriend says some shit that's not appropriate about women, or your, I don't know, boss makes an inappropriate pass at you in a work environment, like, yeah, obviously go to HR. Yes, obviously be kind to your family when this happens. But you know what? I'm doing it again. I'm doing it on the fucking episode. Don't be kind. If someone says some shit that's sideways, like, you will no longer come with me with some sideways shit, because I'm going to tell you and I'm going to show you through my words and my actions that I deserve respect. I deserve to be taken seriously just as much as the next person. And I deserve to be heard. And yeah, I want it to get to that all the time? No. Do I like being the bad guy? No. But sometimes it's necessary, and it's especially necessary in the face of your dignity and your pride and your character. And for some of us, it's really easy to let that beast out, almost to a point where it's like we got to do the opposite. We have to find the little deer in our life, the little bunny we want to be. And there's a time and a place for that. And if you're interested in that complex, I can make an episode on it. But this was about my girls who need to bring some beastly energy into 2024, who need to stop letting the people in their life who fuck around with them fuck around, because we're going to fuck around and find out is what we're going to do in 2024. And it's not going to be, you're not going to be met with the same little smile and kindness that you've been met with before. We're going to be leading with our armor and our dragon or our lion or whatever killer whale, whatever animal that is just embodies that beastly side of you, that bad bitch side of you, that you're not going to fuck with me or my family or my friends or my boyfriend or my dog or my whatever, let her out. Uncage her. Release her. I'm giving you the go ahead. I'm giving you the okay. You know, this is within reason, within what's warranted, what's not warranted, what makes you feel comfortable. You know, obviously, don't unleash this power. Don't show up with a assault rifle to a rock, paper, scissors fight, if you know what I mean. Don't show up with like the atomic bomb when the conversation maybe warrants like a rock, paper, scissors fight, like a this or that or just a conversation. Don't show up too heavy if not necessary. So that takes like skill of learning how to guide a conversation, learning how to understand the severity of the situation. Sometimes it's warranted. And I don't think women hear enough that it's appropriate and it's okay. And I'm the bitch this week to tell you that it's okay to be a bitch. And it's okay to let that inner beast out. And it's okay to defend yourself and the people that you love. Because that is a gift. That is a God-given trait for women. And the quote I can't get out of my head is, I don't know if this is the quote. Is it by William Congreve? This one says, heaven has no rage like love to hatred turned, nor hell a fury like a woman scorned. And I think about where that quote comes from. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. I think about where that quote came from, and I don't know. But all I know is the woman that made that man write that, you know. He must have done something. He must have done something. But I'm over women being made to feel. I'm over like myself telling myself to feel like I have to be just the little quiet, be a quiet girl, be a nice girl. Just smile. Don't ruffle feathers. Not today. Not anymore. And sure as hell, not in 2024. Okay, well, before we finish the episode, and if you can't tell, I got a little ragey there because how many times could I say let the beast out? Can we do a drinking game to this past episode of how many times I said let the beast out? Was it too much? I don't know. Well, I don't even know while recording this. I'll only know going back and editing it. So hopefully it wasn't too much, but I wanted to do an Ask Arlie hotline segment. Okay, so today our caller is Macy, and let's see what she has for me.
Hi, Arlie. My name is Macy, and I'm a huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
Wanted to know what your personal favorite episode of yours is, and also I was wondering if you have a guest star that would be amazing to have on your show. Like, who is your dream guest? Thank you. Love you.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Okay, so her two questions were, what's your favorite episode you've done, and what is like your dream guest to have on the show? My favorite episode that I've done, oh, that's hard. It's a tie. It's a tie between my first episode I ever put out into the world, because I remember who I was at that moment. I remember just the road that I had no idea that I was going down. And there's such a purity to my voice and that episode of like just true belief in myself and my vision and my voice, and that I will forever hold on to and cherish. So it's a tie between my first episode and then maybe my stay open story or my wedding story. Both are just stories I cherish and having Zach on the podcast and having his support and belief in me in this endeavor is like something I'll never be able to put into words to fully thank him for. So probably my wedding story and having Zach on the pod, and then also the first episode I ever created. Okay, so her second question was, who is a dream guest for this podcast? And I have so many, the list is long, but if I had to think of one person right now, like if I could get them in my seat and have a conversation with them, it would have to be, well, the first person that came to my mind is Lana Del Rey. I would love to talk to her. I would love to smoke a joint with her and get into like the deep throes of life and what it's like to be in the industry, and because she has such a unique story. I would love Lana Del Rey, or I don't know. I mean, I've always said Oprah. That's like a woman that is on the list for me, 1,000%. I guess today I'm going to stick with Lana Del Rey. I like, there's so many. Condoleezza Rice. I said Oprah. Miley Cyrus. These are all also people I would love to smoke weed with. Does that count? Maybe not. I feel like I'm like talking to the universe here, so I have to be really like exact with my answer. I want to talk to women that are disruptors. I want to talk to women that really are like for women. And it's tough to know if a woman is like truly a girl's girl when they're in the public eye, because it's like, are you just a girl's girl because you know if you're found out that you're not, you're going to get canceled, or are you really a girl's girl? And I feel like Lana Del Rey would be a girl's girl. So that's my answer as of today. That's like a dream guest. Oh my God. Her, Oprah, the Queen. The Queen's not alive anymore. I couldn't even really talk with the Queen like I would want to. Drew Barrymore. Oh my God, I love her. And I just want her to hold my hand and like get so close that we look like we're about to kiss and like we're just like crying on camera. Like I think her and I are kindred souls. I could go on, but those are my answers for right now. Condoleezza Rice, Drew Barrymore, Lana Del Rey, and Oprah. Michelle Obama. I don't know. There's so many. There's literally so many. I could go on for days. If it was like TikTok, because I think this is fun because obviously I love TikTok, it would be like Suede Brooks or Tana Mojo. Oh my God, Tana Mojo. But like Tana, it's funny. They talk about this on their podcast. Like, I don't know if I need to know Tana because I enjoy her so much online. If I knew who she really was and it let me down in some way, I like wouldn't be able to recover from it. So yeah, those are my answers. Lana Del Rey. Yeah. Okay. That was so nice. Thank you, Macy, for calling. And if you guys ever want to call and leave me a voicemail, you can leave it. Call the number on the screen. It's 720-378-8371. Ask Arlie Hotline. I answer your questions on air. And I feel really good about this year. I feel really good about this year. I have good energy. I feel like I'm stepping into my full, true womanhood self. And I'm embodying that dark feminine energy. And just letting the dragon out within me just kind of guide me through this year. Because this year is about no bullshit. It's about honoring ourselves, taking care of ourselves. And for me, my theme really for January is just calm. Like, I just want calm. I want my space to be calm. I want my life to be calm. My calendar to be calm. My hangouts with my friends to be calm. Like, I just need some calm. So I hope you find your calm. I hope you have your inner beast ready and willing to come out anytime she's needed. And I hope you have a phenomenal 2024. See you next week. Bye.